Beyond the high-ceilinged halls of the D.C. Convention Center, the city is battling its own AIDS epidemic. The levels of HIV are disturbingly high in the Black community. Nearly 5% of that population is living with the disease. Some advocates argue that Black churches should be doing more to fight it. NPR's Allison Keyes has this story on several faith communities in Washington, including one that began fighting AIDS decades ago.
More than 30 people lined up outside of a brightly colored van in Northeast Washington Sunday, waiting to take an HIV test.
So we need the form.
As those waiting filled out consent forms, volunteers staffed a table laden with loose male and female condoms, pamphlets, and lollipops.
As often as possible, you should go and get tested.
22-year-old Gabrielle Westbrook has been paying attention to the HIV/AIDS epidemic and its increasing effect on the heterosexual Black community.
If you've ever had sex, go up to that unit today. Take 20 minutes and save your life.
Both the van and the people waiting there belong to Greater Mount Calvary Hope Church. Bishop Alfred Owens began one of the first HIV ministries in the city back in 1990. But on the heels of inviting dozens of young congregants down to the front and begging them to protect themselves with condoms and to get tested, he preached against homosexuality.
According to the Bible that I believe in, God is not pleased.
Longtime activist Pernessa Seal says the greatest challenge to battling the virus in many faith communities is that people still believe it is a homosexual disease.
If they have a theological challenge with homosexuality, then that stops them from addressing the health challenge of this person.
Seal is founder and CEO of The Balm in Gilead, an international nonprofit that has spent 23 years helping Black churches find ways to effectively address the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Seal says things have improved drastically since the late 1980s, but some faith communities are still hung up on the behaviors they connect with the disease, and they think,
we don't deal with people who have sex outside of marriage. We don't deal with drug addicts. We don't deal with marginalized people.
Even at the churches that have run programs to help those battling HIV/AIDS, such as Israel Baptist in Northeast Washington, Reverend Morris Sharon says there are still challenges in reaching those suffering from the disease.
If the people that are HIV had more concern about their faith walk and would participate in the churches, and I know that the churches is to go out and reach and get and bring people in, but then we could do more.
Sharon says his church doesn't discriminate, but it has lost government funding for its HIV/AIDS program and its health ministry, and it cannot reassign funds needed for operation, educating youth, and helping the people of Haiti. Reverend Jeffrey Hagray agrees.
HIV/AIDS certainly afflicts our community in a profound way, but we're also afflicted by murder, by crime. We suffer every ill disproportionately.
Hagray is pastor of the First Baptist Church of the City of Washington, D.C., and he takes issue with critics who say the Black church doesn't acknowledge the seriousness of HIV/AIDS in the community. He says most African American churches aren't rich enough to hire staff and put up separate programming to help fight HIV/AIDS.
Holy, holy.
Back at Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, Katisha Pitts runs the HIV/AIDS ministry and says the church is finding positive ways to get people to protect themselves. At its mobile van, the church passes out tiny purses.
Inside is 3 female condoms, a warming lubricant lotion, so we add a little flavor.
Pitts says even if the church and those who need help don't agree on every biblical doctrine, her ministry turns no one away.
So no matter who you sleep with, in our hearts, we don't want you to contract this virus.
Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.